This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are searching for the owner of a truck that was found abandoned off West Skyline Parkway in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the truck was found down a steep embankment near Enger Tower on Friday, but the owner of the vehicle was nowhere to be found. Crews managed to tow the truck back onto the road, and authorities are now looking for an explanation as to how the truck ended up abandoned in the area. They say they're currently working to determine who the vehicle is registered to. The Superior City Council has adopted an amended agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to provide additional funding for the Hammond Avenue reconstruction project. The project had originally been expected to receive about $1.4 million in state funding to help offset the total cost of $5.2 million. The city has now secured an additional $500,000 in funding through the Surface Transportation Program. Phase 2 of construction on the project is expected to take place in 2025. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced $70 million in funding for public schools across the state. The funding comes from the Common School Fund, which is the sole source of financial support for things like books and technology for the vast majority of public school libraries across the state. The $70 million distribution marks the largest amount of funding handed out in the nearly 200-year history of the Common School Fund. Those distributions have nearly doubled over the last few years. A Rice Lake man accused of causing a fatal crash while driving under the influence has entered not guilty pleas to all charges. According to court documents, 45-year-old Steven Anderson is facing four felony charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. He's facing up to 40 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000 if convicted. The two-vehicle crash occurred on September 6th and resulted in the death of 60-year-old John Schäuble of Cameron. Anderson also suffered serious injuries in the collision. AAA has once again activated its tow-to-go service for the holiday season. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The tow-to-go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The service should only be used in emergencies, and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them too impaired to drive, they should plan their travel ahead of time. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a successful elk hunt after the season officially closed on Friday. According to DNR officials, this year's hunt was the first that gave hunters the opportunity to harvest elk in both the northern and central elk zones. Eight hunters in total were randomly selected for this year's elk hunt from an application pool of over 25,000. All four hunters in the central elk zone, two hunters in the northern elk zone, and tribal hunters successfully harvested a bull elk during the season. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the circumstances of a single-vehicle crash that killed a Downing woman on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the crash occurred at around 7:30 a.m. in the Prairie Farm area. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle had gone off the road and rolled. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found the 44-year-old woman outside of the vehicle, and she was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she later died. There were no other passengers in the car. A Sawyer County man accused of stabbing his father to death and attacking his mother in May of 2020 has been sentenced to be recommitted to a mental institution. According to court documents, 38-year-old Peter Farnsworth entered guilty plea to three felonies at a sentencing hearing last week, but was then found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Farnsworth was ordered to be committed to the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison for at least the next 8 years, and potentially for life, depending on his progress. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open next weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy they won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it's maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Francis Ford Coppola is a five-time Oscar-winning filmmaker. He's also a survivor of polio. The 85-year-old director shared his experience with the disease during an interview with Deadline, warning people about the skepticism for polio vaccines expressed by Trump's incoming Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy. The Godfather creator says it was his father who saved his life when he contracted polio at a young age and actually lost the use of his legs for 10 days. Coppola's father refused to believe that his son should stay bedridden while dealing with the illness, which was the common belief of how to combat polio at the time. Instead, Carmine Coppola sought a second opinion and found a different approach that suggested mild exercise for those that contracted the disease. Francis Ford praised the vaccine, which came along a couple years later, and says he has never forgotten memories of children in iron lungs calling for their parents. Interesting. Side note, Coppola's father was a composer who created music for many of his son's award-winning films. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more patchy fog, and it could be frosty too. Our low in the 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.